Welcome everybody, Shir number 1210. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Ravaran Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha. Alirafush Lemi Hudis Chava Bas Liba Anina. Getting back to our Malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, so I just want to sum up. We were talking about last share in reference to braids, making braids, undoing braids, and so on. I just want to read again from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, how he sums it up so beautiful on page 354, reference to braiding. He says, braiding hair, like we spoke about, we said in general, you're not supposed to braid hair, you're not supposed to unbraid hair to undo the braids or to make braids. So he says, as mentioned previously, braiding, and he brings it down, by the way, interesting fact that he brings it down under the Malacha of Goizeis also, even though it falls under Boina, which we did talk about it then, but he does again bring it down under Goizeis, which is where we brought it. So I just want to go through it real quickly. As mentioned previously, he says braiding is forbidden on Shabbos. You can't braid hair on Shabbos, like we saw in our Simen Shin Gimel at the end. So braiding is usher on Shabbos, and even not just by a human being, right? By braiding by a girl, a regular human being, that you can do also. So that you can do. But even, he says, even a doll or a wig, somebody, let's say, wants to braid a doll or braid a wig, a shaytul or something like that, you also can do that on Shabbos. He brings that down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. So an important thing to keep in mind that even by a doll, by a wig, this is lav dafka, it's not only by a human's hair, even by a non-human's hair, any type of hair braiding runs into a problem on Shabbos. And he continues on, he says, undoing braids is also not allowed. Like we said, undoing braids is prohibited, but one may remove the ponytail holders, right? Somebody has, I didn't really mention that word, ponytail holders. We said the rubber band or whatever the case is, but we understand the ponytail holders, if one wants to remove it, provided that the braid will not fall apart immediately. We mentioned that last time. The dirsha brought it down from the Chut HaShani to undo the, just to pull off the rubber band or the ponytail holders, provided that the braid does not fall apart immediately. We said it's lamais, it's an action of soiser, midrabanan, kalachiyad, and so on. Okay, and Itaka quotes on the bottom in Ha'ara number 1596 from the Chut HaShani, just like we said, from the Chut HaShani, as long as it doesn't fall apart right away. Now, he just finishes off, which is what we said, we spoke about when we spoke about it in Boina, that one may put their hair into a ponytail without braiding it. So, regular ponytail, that's not a problem. It's only a question of braiding it. Right? The girl wants to put her hair into a ponytail and use the, ponytail holder or whatever it is, that's perfectly fine. I mean, obviously, you don't want to pull on the hair, pull out hairs, that we can't do, but just putting hair into a ponytail or taking out the rubber band from a ponytail if somebody goes to sleep or something like that, so that would be fine. It's only the braids, which is a problem of making or undoing. Another interesting thing, he brings down also, there's a sefer, Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes on page 354, one may wear clips in their hair. Right, if somebody uses clips in their yarmulke or bobby pins or something like that, so that is fine, that's not a problem. As long as it's not a psikresha whereby automatically hair will be pulled out. Okay, so now I just want to get back to what we were talking about before all this, in reference to the braiding. We started talking about, that's where we sort of went off, not went off, but we went on to the braiding, and again in our Sim Shin Gimel, which is Sif Chavav, and back to Sif Chav Zayin, which is the combing and the brushing. So in Sif Katan Peches, he says, Lefas Face Bayad, so we saw in the Ramah last time, we spoke about Mutal Lachov, one could, to use their fingers to, to part their hair or straighten out their hair. We said that's fine. To make a part in the hair or whatever, that's, we said is okay. That was the Ramah. Mishbur explaining. Then he says, as Mishbur and Sifkot and Peches, Rambam is a chuyfev al sa'arai, biyodev chuychech bitsipurnaf. An important point that if somebody wants to scratch their head, am I allowed to scratch my head, right? I have a little itch. I want to just scratch my head. Again, we mentioned, like we mentioned last time, You have to be careful to wash your hands. You scratch your head, you wash your hands before you daven, before you learn or whatever. We spoke about that. But he says as far as scratching one's head, that is fine. Now, we're not talking about vigorously where somebody has a special issue or whatever. That's not the point. A little itch sometimes, a little scratch, or possibly with the yarmulke, right? A person's learning davening, so you take a yarmulke, you get a little scratch. But he wants to say, chaychech betzipornov, even with one's fingers. Fingernails. Va'afim nafal seir. So he says further. Va'afim nafal seir al yidei zeh. Even if some hair, let's say for whatever reason, fell out through that, this eni choishish, we're not afraid. Sharei ein bekavane lahasher. Ve'efshe lo yasher. So the point is that we're saying over here that when somebody has a little bit of has an itch, they just scratch their head. Even if a hair or two might have fallen out. Right, when they did it, sharei ein the kavana, a person scratches their head, the kavana is definitely not to pull out hairs. Nobody scratches their head because they have a little itch, and with the kavana, with the intent to start pulling out hairs, right? But the point is, good, so that's step number one. What are you doing? You're doing an act that's mutter to do, which is scratching the head, right? So now we look at step number two. That's step number one, is scratching the head, which is okay. But now step number two, we have to look at, will hair fall out? You know, will inevitably, automatically, whatever the case is, hair fall out, whereby it'll be a psikrashis. So says the Mishbura for Efshish Lo Yasher, that maybe the hair won't fall out by combing, by brushing. It's a little bit different for two reasons. We said because number one, a person really sort of has intent for that, to pull out hairs because they want to get rid of the loose hairs. Number one. Number two, it's going to come out. They're going to come, they get stuck. It gets stuck by knotted up hair. It gets stuck by, you know, hairs that are, put a little bit of pressure in, and then it's the comb or the brush starts pulling out, hairs. But over here, you just give you a little scratch with your fingernail. It's not always that hair will fall out. So that's what he says, that would be fine, because of the fact, again, your kavana when you scratch your head is not to pull out hairs. The person's kavana is just to get rid of the itch, and it's not a psychiatric. It's not always going to happen. It's not automatically or inevitably going to start pulling out hairs every time a person scratches their head. Now, if a person knows that they have such a case, sometimes a person has, at a certain, sometimes age or whatever the case is, that the hair is mamish falling every time I scratch, the hairs start to come out, so then that's a problem. Then one has to be careful not to. But most of the time, Mishabir is telling us hairs will not come out in the average scalp. Let's put it like that. He does finish off. Ein lekaman b'simin shin chavav siftes for yud. Okay, whatever the case is, mishbur Hashem shlo yachov b'dover shemasher seyavade. Now you can't a person has to be careful. You can't rub your hair with something that will automatically pull out hair. So sometimes they have, like we said last time, these creams or this lotion, something that, you know, a certain type of, even maybe possibly certain shampoos or whatever the case is. In general, you try not to shampoo one's hair, whatever. We're not going to get into all that right now. But the point is over here, one has to be careful not to rub their hair with something or in a way, with something that whereby hair will automatically, will for sure come out, because then again, even though you're rubbing your hair, whatever the reason is, or you're rubbing your head and itch or whatever the case is, but since you're doing it with this type of a thing or whatever the case is, this type of a, whatever it might be, when and a person knows that the hair will come out, so then you have to be careful not to do it, because again, it becomes a psik resha. Okay, so that's the bottom line. The bottom line is where it's that one should not rub their hair with anything that will inevitably remove hair. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.